This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, if you missed Dan Campbell this morning, he had a message. He had a message for the fans and for everybody. And I felt like we were let in the locker room a little bit on what his message to the team is going to be. And we'll replay it for you today at 11:20. Stoney's in for Gator today, 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. Heard from Jared Goff. Stoney's... I don't know how to describe where you are. I don't know that you're saying now that they can't win the Super Bowl. You've just never seen a team with this many injuries win the Super Bowl.
I think it's so highly unlikely that it's – I wouldn't say it depresses me, but it's just – it's mind-boggling. And I think if they could pull this off, it would be one of the greatest championships in sports history.
Did they have a chance – just out of curiosity, did they have a chance to win the Super Bowl, in your opinion – before the Buffalo game, before they lost the three starters that they lost?
Yes, I thought they had a chance.
So if they get the number one seed, which is still certainly possible, get Anzalone back, get Carlton Davis back for a second playoff game, get Ifeatu Melifamu back, get some of the guys that were back this week but weren't up to 100%, can that put you back in a better place?
A little better place. Yeah. I just don't...
And I mean, you did use the term miracle. Now you've said 10%, which isn't a miracle.
Okay. Well,
I'm working on you, Mike.
I know.
I'm working.
I'm not convinced they're going to get the top number one seed, which hurts too. Because I know people that the Bears suck, the Niners suck right now. Granted, but they are on the road, and then they got to play Minnesota, and to play without so many of your best at those positions.
I think it's everything you said is alarming, but it's what they have. The question isn't about what they've lost. It's whether or not what they have left is enough.
Right.
Like Philly's got to beat Washington in Washington this weekend.
Right.
That's no gimme.
No, believe me. And then they have two gimmies.
Probably. Yeah. Probably. But I thought their game with Carolina a couple weeks ago was going to be a gimme, and they were losing that late and probably should have lost.
Should have lost. Yeah, Leggett dropped the ball.
The Lions don't have a whole lot of should have lost them games.
No.
Philly absolutely has a should have lost them games.
Oh, they have tons of them.
Exactly. So
does Kansas City.
So you're counting on wins for the other guys. Again, I'm not selling you on something I don't believe.
No, I know.
I believe that the Lions still have a great shot to win a Super Bowl. Right. It's just not as good as it was.
Right.
They're back to the pack.
I think they're a little below the pack, but, we're talking semantics here. It's going to be Herculean, in my opinion, for them to win the
10%?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Mike. You're on 97 on a ticket. Hi, Mike.
Yeah. I heard you say a couple of things. One, you said that in the interview with Jared Goff, you could tell that he's been listening to what's been being said.
To some of what's being said. I think he hears stuff. Yes.
Yeah, but then you said you love that he's been hearing what's been being said.
I love the way he responds to it, yes.
It's great. And by the way, and I'll leave it with this because I have to be very concise. And you won't believe this, but you can take it as a soundbite. Jared Goff, my ex, is a massage therapist. And guess who one of her clients is?
Let's see. Would it be Jared Goff?
That's right. It's a small world, isn't it? Keep up the good work.
Hopefully your ex is doing good work. I don't know. I have no idea where he was going with that.
Huh?
Did something just go over my head that it was supposed to be a joke or something or no? I don't know.
Okay. Paul's in Chesterfield and he is next. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Merry Christmas to both of you first.
Merry Christmas.
Do you have any exes who are massage therapists?
Don't encourage it, Snowy. Come on.
No, I don't have any exes that were massage therapists. That's not their repertoire. Okay. So I wanted to be a pillar of positivity when I'm usually not at this time of the year because the Lions. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I really believe that the team is going to overcome again. And I think the message that Dan Campbell is going to give the team, as well as the fans, is the fact that we just need to stay strong and stay tough and muddle through one way or another. You know, it's next man up mentality, Stoney. And I think we need to all adopt that, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, look, so, I think next man up is a great philosophy. However, next 15 up is a little tough or whatever it is. That's my point.
I mean, I realize the fact that they've lost a lot of key players, and I get that. But you know what? It's any given Sunday in the NFL, and anybody can win on any given Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't forgotten that either. But this time of the year, yes, the wins are hard to come by because for some reason people are playing for a lot more than they are the middle of the season and the beginning of the season. So, I mean, if you understand what I'm saying, I just think that the Lions are going to overcome, and that's all there is to it. I think they're really going to they're going to be fine. They're going to be fine, and I look forward to them being in the Super Bowl. I was just joking on Facebook this morning the fact that, you know, it's been 57 years, okay, in my life that was the last time that they won a championship was 1957. Well, I started watching them way back, you know, and that time frame, close to that time frame, but it's been 57 years for me since they've won that championship. So I'm really looking forward to this, and I believe that things are going to fall into place for them just fine. And I think
falling into place is an interesting use of like that term to me. Falling into place would imply that indeed Hurts' broken finger is a serious issue. And Buffalo, who's offensively been the best version of themselves the last couple of weeks, won't be clicking on all cylinders if you see it. Like, falling into place to me implies that some stuff, what goes around comes around.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, it kind of does. The Lions have spent a couple of weeks here where you can make an argument that they don't look like the best team in the NFL.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You don't have to be an overwhelming favorite to win the Super Bowl, and they were.
Look, injuries happen to every team. Look, yeah. They beat the Packers twice without Cooper, and Jair Alexander didn't play the last game. So, I mean, yes, they could play these teams down the stretch and in the playoffs, and they could suffer injuries as well. There's no doubt about it. I just think it's just too freaking hard. And that doesn't make me a bad fan, and it doesn't make people who fall in my line of thinking the bad fans. No, it's and it doesn't make people who actually think they can still win this thing a hopeless romantic or a homer either. You're just looking at it through two different prisms, basically. There's no right or wrong answer. And the other thing is, I mean, I'm glad, you know, obviously I love what Campbell had to say, but it really doesn't make a difference what we think. I don't want to hear any, well, you know, we're bad fans. You know, if you don't think they're going to win, this is going to hurt the team. Or conversely, the other way, oh, you're just, you know, going to, you know, have these players in false bravado and things like what the fans think, in my opinion, doesn't mean anything as far as what's going to happen.
Well, you'll hear what Dan Campbell said today. It went viral. Within an hour, it was on it being played on ESPN from our morning show, that at 11:20 here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Lions fans, listen up. UMCU, the official credit union of the Detroit Lions, is celebrating its partnership with our city's gridiron heroes, including Jahmyr Gibbs, Brian Branch, and Terron Arnold. And they got something amazing just for you, introducing the new Black Lions debit card. It's easy to become a member. I'm a member. And hey, Jahmyr Gibbs is on board. Here's the thing about Jahmyr Gibbs. Jahmyr Gibbs is in the top six in the NFL in yards per touch. Actually, no, he's not. Amongst running backs, he is. In fact, amongst running backs, I think he's the best in the NFL. He's in the top six in yards from scrimmage in the NFL. Jahmyr Gibbs is. And he's got better yards per touch than any of the five ahead of him. And he's only played 54% of the snaps. 54% of the snaps. Now he's going to start playing closer to 70, 80%. I think the Lions are about to unleash one of the best weapons in the NFL. Anyway, he's on board with UMCU, and you can be too. Join the winning team. Visit umcu.org today for details and get ready to show off your Lions spirit. Some restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA. UMCU, where Detroit pride meets financial success.